This is probably one of the hardest sections, I think, of Scripture. I mean, if you look at the Old Testament, we looked at Joseph's life. Here he's able to come back to his brothers, and he basically says to them, don't worry. What would you do? If you remember back in the story, what happened? They didn't like him. They didn't want him around. They told his father, basically, they made it look like he died by wild animals, killed him. They were jealous. And yet God had a plan for his life. He didn't know at the time what it was, but it ended up, he was able to save his family's children, their grandchildren, because a famine was coming. I don't know how I would respond. And some of you got family members that may not like you. You ever had that happen? How do you respond? You know, especially when the holidays come or funeral and you've got to all meet together. How's that going to work? And then we get into this point where the disciples are learning what it means to be a disciple. It's costing them. The first thing is they have to have obedience. We learn that in the miracle of water turned to wine. Peter learned it as being a fisherman. Now, you know, you wonder in life. I don't know if he ever wondered. We would have been pretty productive as fishermen. Remember that day when those boats were filled and they were sinking? All we did was did what he said, but we left what we had and we what? Followed him. Then we saw crowds coming and wanting to see Jesus to get healed or for other reasons. And so they got the experience for nearly right away to be fishers of people. People were coming. And now he tells them something that is, I think, in the flesh, in our own strength, is nearly impossible to do. Love your enemies. When people treat you bad, treat them as you would want to be treated, not the way you want to treat them. If you ever study Scripture, have you ever had it happen where you start to study a passage, and then all kinds of things happen in the week that challenge that passage? You ever had that happen? It happens to pastors too, okay? Fridays, I usually look forward to Fridays. Because Friday means what? A weekend's coming, right? And usually, I might go in early Friday because I'm going to try to get out early Friday. But this Friday, it felt like two Mondays. But then we say, why did it happen? We look outside and there was a full moon. If you work in a healthcare business, we don't like the full moon. People act up at the full moon. Weird stuff happens at the full moon. I know God's in control, but I still think the full moon has some effect on folks. And then it affects me. It was my first time that at the place I'm at now, I got a call at 9 o'clock at night where somebody demanded somebody talk to him. Wasn't going to resolve anything. But instead of my director of nursing have to do it, I did it. It's interesting the way we want to respond. I think there's kind of three ways we like to respond. Have you ever got to the point where you want to get even? Yeah, you remember the Old Testament? An eye for a, and a tooth for a. That sounds fair, right? Yeah, punch me in the arm, I won't punch you back. And it's interesting, in the Old Testament, it was very limited. You couldn't do any more than that. You couldn't do two eyes for one eye, right? Or I take all your teeth for the one tooth you knocked out. It was a limit in the Old Testament. One is, there's that tendency of wanting to get even. In the flesh, I'm not that kind of person. Do you like to have a race or something and you just want to be even? I can remember when I was a kid, I ran cross country. It was the only sport my dad at the time would allow me to go. I hated it. You're running forever. And then there was a guy from another school or whatever, he goes, "Oh, let me pass you." My human nature says, "No, I may not be good at this or whatever, but you're not passing me." And we're not going even either. Well, you know, it's kind of like the car races. Well, let's finish the line and let's go even. No, that's not the way we were built. The other thing we can do is retaliation. They got me. Guess what? What am I going to do? I'm going to get them. Right? And most of us say, when they least expect it. Right? And it's interesting because when that happens, we become a different person. I don't know if you've ever done it, but it changes you. Somebody says, "I'm going to do this because this happened." It changes the whole makeup of the person. And you can't change it back. You have to live with it. The other is resentment. Anybody here harbor hurt, guilt? You know, they say, "Well, I don't hold a grudge." You ever had that happen? And then all of a sudden something happens and says, "Well, you remember back on such and such a date you did this. And then you did this." "Whoa, wait a minute. I thought you said you didn't harbor a grudge." You want to have a little fun when you're reading? Look up on the internet and look up spite houses. Spite houses. Not sprite, but spite. I did that just for fun. It's amazing what some people did for retaliation on the city, neighbors, and the ridiculous amount of money they spent. One guy built a house. There's hardly any property. He's trying to sell the property, and the neighbors tried to take advantage and said, "Well, you can't sell. You can't build on it anyway." So what did he do? He found the way he could build on it. The house is so thin, all the rooms can put one piece of furniture in it. But he spent the money. It's just kind of funny as you go through. Those are our normal responses. But that's not what God asked us to do. We are to what? Love them. That is so hard. I think of Jesus and the disciples, and remember Judas? God knew what Judas would do, but in all of Judas's life when he was with Jesus, Jesus loved him. So what does he say? He tells us things. He says, "Well, love your enemies, do good to those that hate you." You can underline it, whatever. And when you do, you got to kind of put it back and do good. The psalmist says if you ever want to get to a person where they're unkind or whatever, heap love upon them, goodness, and it's like hot coals. They don't know why you're doing it. Why are you still doing it? Why do you care? Why did you bring food over when things were happening? You know, we don't like each other. Or I don't like you. And if you're with Christ, guess what? You're in a world that doesn't like you living for Christ. The next is says, well, if somebody curses you, but bless them. Bless those that curse you. That's hard. You ever been cursed at? Sometimes foul language, some just because of what you stand for. Those that mistreat you. And he said, you know, if somebody asks for your coat or I want your sweater, give me your dress too. Anybody travel into other countries, poorer countries and that? Sometimes when you visit there and you say, "Ooh, I like that shirt." You know what they do? They give you the shirt. They don't know you, but it's a gesture of goodness and kindness, they just give you the shirt. So you got to be careful. Sometimes you go to some countries, you might end up with a shirt. But he says, the attitude of your heart ought to be, if that's what you want, here you go. How many have children? A few of you? Any children of yours want to know where the money tree is? I had three of them, they all asked. I look in the backyard, I didn't see it, I must have blown away. Where's the money tree? And I used to have a rule in our house. If the money went out, guess what? Don't expect it to come back. You know what? Well, there's a lot more peace in life if that's the way you live. It says when you live for Christ, when you do good, don't expect it to come back. You should be doing it for what reason? For your testimony for Him. You shouldn't be looking like if you give out money, I want the interest. What's your interest rate going to be? You shouldn't be looking for things in return. And then he says, it's really hard in life because in life, in general, there's a group of people we like, right? Some people are likable, and we like them. He said, but that's not the test of your faith. The test of your faith is when you know people don't like you, and you still show the kindness of Christ. Well, how do we do it? It's easy to say, do it, right? How do we do it? Who knows the Marvel characters or DC comic characters? You remember Batman, Superman, Spider-Man? They got usually some kind of supernatural power, right? Yeah? Did you know you have one? Now, you may not be a comic character. You may not have an outfit. But you have, if you're in Christ Jesus, a supernatural power. And it indwells in you when you have a relationship with Christ. Do you know what it is? Pardon? The Holy Spirit. When you receive Christ, you automatically get the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us to do things we cannot do ourselves. I hate to say it, but somebody in here might be kind of unlovable. I'm not going to point anybody out. But we can love everyone in here in the power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody may have said something or done something wrong to you. You can still love them in what? The power of the Holy Spirit. How do we fix relationships? Short accounts and the power of the Holy Spirit. If you just knew me in the flesh, you might not like me. As I just stay in Boca. But in Christ, we can enjoy each other's fellowship, love each other. And I want to tell you, when you're in that harsh world, you can make it through the next day, the next moment. The pain, the anguish, the meanness. It's a mean world out there. You agree? No? Because if you don't, we'll go out and we'll put on there, I am a follower of Jesus, and see what happens. The biggest thing he says, and the key, is to be kind. He said, love does not do two things, which our tendency is to do. It does not judge, and it does not condemn. So, what are we supposed to do? We are to treat people in that golden rule, to treat others in the same kindness and consideration as you'd like to receive. That's it. Homework, that's it. Life, that's it. And that's a little easier when we put it in that frame of text. How do you want to be treated? How do you want somebody to take care of you? That's what you should be doing to everyone. And then there's a reward. Isn't God good? Obey and do it, and guess what? It'll be poured out to you, maybe not on this earth, it could be, but in heaven. Good measure, a reward, pressed down. If you want to write a passage down and read it this week, kind of explains what happens. Go to 2 Kings chapter 6, start with verse 8 to 23. And you'll see what God does to those who are on God's side. So, the golden rule, treat others the same kindness and consideration as you would like to receive. Amen.